Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Jade, it's safe to say that you've had a tough couple of days. All right, you really have had a tough. Friday, you told us that your husband Milko, he was heading in for a shoulder surgery.
Yep.
You also revealed that you had no sick days available to you whatsoever.
None.
Therefore, you could not take off any time.
I know.
At all. Because if you did, it would be unpaid leave. Yeah. Oh, this was all just, this was a terrible scenario. You were kind of laying out to us on Friday. And then lo and behold, we get a text on Sunday night that says, I can't come to work on Monday because little Henry is sick and Mama Jude has got the flu and Milko's surgery. He can't do anything.
I know.
And, you know, we feel for you here at the radio station. We really do. It's at times like this, I think, the human spirit rises up to comfort and look after those who are closest to us. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's what you do.
You'd agree with that. So myself and Dino, we sat down and said, how could we cheer you up? So we put together a little song, all right? A little song.
Oh, this all is right. Nice.
This is just for you, all right?
Okay.
A young girl, her name is Jade. She's got no personal leave, not even one sick day. It's when her husband Milko needs shoulder surgery, and Mama Jude gets the flu, and so does little Henry. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think, Jade?
It's like a hangover when you haven't had a beer. Your favorite food that expired last year. Your handsome co-host says he'll give you his 6 days, but the boss tells you, Jade, no. It's like your favorite pants that have a hole in the crotch. They love an Irish whiskey, but all I've got is scotch. And your good-looking co-host, he says he'll give you his 6 days, but the boss tells you, Jade, no.
It's an emotional song.
That's beautiful.
We thought you needed some encouragement to get you back up on your feet. And I think that's a song just for you, Jade.
That's lovely. I'm a little disappointed, though, because you said, check your email, I'm going to send you something. And I thought it was going to be like a little certificate saying, this entitles you to 2 of my 6 days.
No, unfortunately, it was the lyrics of the song.
Thanks.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Ask us anything.
Can I get an answer? So look, we put this up on our socials last week, and we've continued to get plenty of listeners chipping in questions, things that they want to know about Jade and or Damien. So you can contribute questions anytime via our socials. To be open and upfront and honest, you guys have had no pre-warning of these questions.
No, not at all.
Throw a whole bunch at you and...
All right, go for it.
See what shakes out.
What do you got?
Question number one. I'm really interested in Jade's response to this one, actually. Question number one. Ever been in an argument and then halfway through that argument, the penny drops and you realise, oh, crap, I'm wrong?
Yes, I have.
We've all been there.
And then the question, next question is, do you continue with your argument even though you know you're wrong? Yes, I do.
I can see you continue with it.
I know. Sometimes I'm committed.
Yeah.
One of my earliest memories of childhood was that I used to chuck massive tantrums. I know you find that hard to believe. But I remember I was on the floor in the kitchen, whacking my head on the ground and whacking my arms and legs on the ground. And then halfway through, I thought, I can't even remember why I'm angry or why I'm upset. But then I remember thinking to myself, I'm committed now. And I just kept going for another half an hour.
You've got to maintain the rage.
I've got to maintain the rage. So I've been training.
You've been training.
Since an early age.
I saw you doing it at the Wave FM kitchen here one day as well. You know, nothing has changed. Look, we've all been there. I mean, geez, I've done it as well. But I will back down. Yeah. I will accept it. If I'm like middle way. Oh, no, actually, I've totally screwed this up. I'll back away from it. Yeah, okay. I do it all the
time,
actually.
Gotcha. All right. Yep. Question number two. Name one app that you couldn't live without? Questions from real listeners to the Wave FM socials. Name one app that you couldn't live without.
BorrowBox.
I don't even know what that is.
So you get it from the library. It's free. Yeah. And it's an app where you can borrow audiobooks and actual ebooks. And it's free. So anyone who hasn't got it, you can get it for free and it connects to the local library. Okay. So, and then, yeah.
Well, that's
so
pretty cool.
So if you like to read like I do or listen to audiobooks.
So BorrowBox.
BorrowBox.
Okay. Love it.
All right. Well, I suppose, I mean, geez, you can live without any of them, can't you, really, if the truth be known. But the one I use probably the most is my tuner. I have a guitar tuner on my phone, and I know everybody loves the idea of musicians all tuning by ear and all that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the crunch, you just go, stuff it, give me the tuner.
Let someone else think of this.
Yeah, I've got no time for this.
Third and final question this morning. These have been asked, as I say, by real-life Wave FM listeners to our social pages. If you were both single, Jade and Damien, if you were both single, would you ever go out with each other? If so, why? If not, why not?
What a question. Wow. I would be too nice for you.
My husband's really nice as well.
I don't know.
Maybe that would work then because you are so nice.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
Wow, what a strange question.
That is a strange question. I've never really thought about that.
You never know. Life is a funny thing. You never know where...
Who knows? We're also both so nice, we don't want to say, I'd never date you.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Cuddly time between couples.
Cuddly time?
Cuddly time. You know, there's special cuddles time.
Oh, special cuddles.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Cuddly time. That's not, okay, right. Yeah, I got it now.
Yo, cuddly time. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? You know, in couples who've got kids, cuddly time's very important.
It's very rare, too. It's like a unicorn.
It's a special occasion, sort of. It's an event.
It is. You never thought anniversaries and birthdays would actually be a thing.
they become really significant. And, of course, St. Patrick's Day as well. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that's right, of course. You know?
But it is a true thing, you know, and there are these moments where couples will, you know, kind of give each other the sign, you know, some sort of indication of, hey, you know. I'm curious about what people actually do use because occasionally Eileen and I'll send a message to Eileen, you know, on the phone. I'll say, hey, if you want to sneak in beside me, you know, just as simple as that. And I did send that to Eileen the other day.
Yeah.
I said, hey, you know, I'm having a little nap if you feel like you want to sneak in. And then Kiki read the message later on.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, Eileen hadn't read it at all.
Yeah.
But Kiki did. And Kiki read it out and she went, oh, that is so cute. You know, she had no idea.
Oh, that's good. So she was in there. She thought, oh, Dad just wanted a little cuddle.
Yeah, but the problem with that is the fact that, you know, you do have to find ways of getting this information across to your partner without the kids ever knowing about it. Now, the kids are reading our text messages now. What do we do? How do we get the word out there that, hey, you know, this thing's on?
Yeah, that's right. And especially because when they start to spell, you can't even spell it out.
Spell it out, you know. Fancy R-O-M-P. You can't say that.
You need a code.
Something. Yeah. And
everyone has a code.
I mean, you and Milko, what's your code? It's Christmas.
It's Morse code. I'm yet to decipher it.
Okay.
What's our code? And your birthday's coming up in a couple of months. I'll see you then.
What do you want for your birthday? You know.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm looking for. It happens once a year.
So where do you want to go with this?
I want to know what people's codes are. I mean, I'm also curious.
Because you feel Kiki's...
Well, your code's been cracked now. She's on yours.
The code is gone, you know, and you know, I mean, is it a thing where you just actually go out there and you just say, hey, kids, give us 15 minutes.
Kids, go play out in the yard. 15 minutes, that's ambitious. Okay, give us five. Just go sit and watch the commercials in the lounge room.
That should be plenty of time.
All right, Illawarra.
Like, is it true? Is that the case? You know, should we do...
So it was honestly the best policy?
It's honestly the best policy?
No. Kids don't... You, even, like, kids, even when you're an adult, you think of the thought of your parents and you go, Yeah, you don't want to say, okay, just give us some alone time.
Okay,
right.
What do you say? What do you use? I'm curious. Just, you know, what do the LORA use?
You need
4275196.
So you've got some added ammunition at home that you can road test some of these.
Yeah, just try these things out, you know.
Without Kiki stumbling across what's going on.
Yeah, all right, LORA. You can play squash.
You can play squash.
4275196 5. What's your special code at home between you and the partner for special cuddles?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Special cuddles. What is your code word for engaging in special cuddles with your partner so that the kids don't find out?
Here's one for you, Damien.
Yeah.
Suze, Marie, spicy hugs.
Spicy hugs.
Yeah, spicy hug.
Ooh.
So, sweetie, you fancy a spicy hug tonight?
Oh, spicy hug.
Tash's the crocodile roll.
Okay. Hey, that's not bad. Okay, I like that. Yeah.
Grab on, roll. Do the death roll.
Hang on for grim life.
Hang on for grim life. Hopefully you can come up for air sometime soon.
So many people are chipping into our Facebook page this morning, and we're getting a mountain of calls too on 4275 1965.
All right, Angie in Fairy Meadow, what is your special code for cuddles?
Tell them you're having Bible study. I'll leave you alone.
Anthony from Barrack Heights, what's the code word you use for some special time, some cuddly time?
We call it washing the clothes or doing the washing.
Oh, that's an interesting term.
Well, it's something that you can guarantee your kids never want to be involved with, so it's safe.
They'll leave the house.
That is correct. And, you know, if you ask the wife, can I do the washing, sometimes she'll say it's a small load and you can do it by hand.
Oh. All right.
Okay. Hey.
Wow. No one expected
give
that.
Gonna give that one a crack?
Oh, I might give that one a crack. Yeah, that's a good one.
You'll be doing a lot of hand washing at your house, I feel.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Cozzy sent us a picture earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Someone's dumped, fantastically, a whole mountain of beanies into the collection bins that they have for hoodies for the homeless at the Country Grocer. So a beanie this time of year...
Perfection. So good.
The response has just been amazing. We thought it would be. The Illawarra is great. Last year we did it and the response was amazing. This year, obviously, we're not just asked for hoodies. We're asked for anything that's going to keep people warm. Now, unfortunately, it comes to an end this Friday. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you're still finding things in your school or wherever it might be, make sure you get them in by the end of the week. There's lots of locations on our Wave FM website.
Yep.
Now, somebody who was involved last year, Alison Covington, she's a local here in the Illawarra.
Yeah.
She's also the founder of Good 360. Now, she was amazing last year, gave a huge donation. She's back on board again this year. Alison, good morning.
Morning, how are you doing?
Now, Alison, I was on maternity leave last year, so I didn't get to chat to you. Can you just tell me a little bit about Good 360? What is it that you do?
So we work with brands all across Australia and they donate their brand new goods to Good 360 so that we can distribute them to charities, schools, people in need all across Australia.
Oh, that's great.
You do incredible work. I'm on your website at the moment and your impact is humongous. The amount of things that you've distributed around the country is phenomenal. We're talking in the millions. Yes.
Millions.
Yeah, so we've been able to distribute 30 million items, which is $250 million worth of goods since we launched in 2015.
Wow.
So businesses are really generous. They just need to know who needs our help. And, you know, it's so exciting. I'm from the Illawarra, so it's really exciting to be able to help our local charities and people in need and just be able to get those good intentions of businesses exactly where they're needed.
Oh, excellent. So you're obviously jumping on board to help out with our hoodies for the homeless.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year we donated 150 hoodies, but it's so cold this winter. You know, we're all feeling how cold it is, so we want to double down. We've gone to one of our partners, Gildan, and they've actually donated 300 hoodies this year, which is about $12,000 worth of hoodies.
Whoa.
So we hope that really helps you.
That is awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, it will help so many people across the Illawarra who are currently living rough, doing it tough, out in the elements day in, day out. So that is amazing.
That is incredible. Jeez, no wonder you guys are doing such a good job. Look at that. Wow, that is amazing. Really and truly, that is fantastic. Wow.
Absolute pleasure.
What can you say to that? That
is, you could say thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That's just brilliant.
It's our pleasure. It's fantastic to be able to match up businesses who want to do good with, you know, local communities who are working hard. You know, you're doing a fantastic campaign. Well done to you to, you know, organise this campaign and allow us to help you out.
Well, we are thrilled to have you on board again this year. You are welcome anytime at our radio station. Just you just call in, all right?
Thank you, Alison. That's amazing. Gildan's a fantastic quality hoodie too. They are awesome.
And
Good360 do incredible work. You've got to check out their website. Thank you to Alison Covington for getting on board again. It's not too late, as Damo said. You've got a couple of days. Details of all the location points across the Illawarra at our website, wavefm.com.au.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.